Right. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everybody got your Bible with you? Let's get it out. Amen. Hey, this is a book we use. This is probably, we want to make this the most used book we have in our house, right? Amen. Praise God. You know, one of the things the Lord was speaking to my heart about is the questions. Sometimes we just ask questions, and some questions he just asked me, and I'm going to ask you. You know, sometimes when I'm facing something, he asked me a simple question. Are you fixed on me? Are you fixed on Christ? Or are you fixed on the crisis? Hello? Are you devoted or are you distracted? Hello? I don't know about you, but I know one thing about God. He's going to do everything he said, so I got to be convinced. Amen? Amen? So the Lord wants to minister to our hearts and lives today. It's kind of interesting. So many times, no matter how anointed we are, no matter what God has done in our life, he still shows us that we have need of others. He's never called any of us to be an island. Amen? We're all part of something. Amen? And what the adversary wants to do, because of differences of personalities and differences of backgrounds, he wants us to be divided, okay? But God, through the Spirit of God, through the Spirit of the Lord, he's the uniter. And he brings everything together. So today, with your Bibles, if you open your Bibles with me this morning to Ephesians 2, bear with me. I got me a new Bible for Christmas. So I have to, it's new. It won't stay new very long. Hallelujah. But in Ephesians chapter 2, I'm going to begin to read with verse number 18. It says, for through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, and whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord. And whom you also are builded together for the habitation of God through the Spirit. The title of this morning's message is Better Together. And we're going to look at the foundation, the fitting, and the family. But can we lift the word first and come into agreement here? Amen? Repeat after me, say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Lord, for choosing me in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we're so grateful for your word. And Lord, I'm grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent it to do. So may the words that proceed out of this mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer that's gathered here. Send the angel to the altar and take them tongs and take those coals and place those coals upon my lips, Father God, because I'm a man of unclean lips. And may the words that proceed out of my mouth be from you and you alone. When all is said and done in this house today, you will receive the glory, you will receive the honor, and you will receive the praise. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. I don't know about you, but one of the things the Lord was speaking to my heart about, we had a team meeting yesterday, and the Lord was showing me how we have a tendency to get off of our foundation. When things start happening and things start growing and things start moving, all of a sudden we get off the foundation, and it doesn't seem to matter right here, but when you get out here, the wall becomes weakened. Because it's not standing on the foundation. And Christ wants us to understand today that he is our foundation. He is Christ, the solid rock we're going to stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Amen? And there's nothing that can replace him. There's nothing else we can do but trust in him. So he says first in our scripture reference today that we're built upon a foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Well, the apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, the apostle Paul, he's giving edification and understanding of how he's relating to the church as a building, as we're being built together and we're being connected to one another, no matter where we've been, no matter what we've done, no matter what our past is. We're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are becoming new. Amen. So we're joining together with one another. And he says in verse number 10, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Amen. So everything that we're building, everything that we're doing is for the sake of Jesus. It's by his grace. It's for by grace we are saved by faith. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest we should boast. It's all from him. So everything that we're doing, everything we're moving towards is flowing through Christ Jesus. Amen? Well, somebody says, well, man, you talk about him too much, or you exalt his name too much. He's the name that's above every other name. Every time I say the name of Jesus, something bows. Amen. Sometimes things that I know are bowing, some things I didn't even know are bowing. Amen. Because I'm speaking the name of Jesus. And when he comes into the room, the enemy is scattered. Amen. Amen. Don't you know that the adversary doesn't want you to be in unity? He doesn't want you to be in Christ. He wants you to be looking to yourself. You'll be looking at the things that you're going through. But God has a greater plan in your life. God wants you to know how valuable and how important you are. And some things in life has come and stole your value and stole your worth. But God says by the Spirit of God, he is going to restore it and bring it back. It's going to be better than it ever was before, because before it was tainted by sin and now it's tainted with righteousness. I am the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Amen. Recognize who you are. Amen. And the reason that we are who we are is because we're connected to Christ. Amen. I don't know about you, but I couldn't do anything without him, but I can do all things through him. Hallelujah. God wants you to be encouraged. Even in Florida. Ah, oh, come here. This is Tiffany. Tiffany's taking her family and she's moving to Florida next week, maybe?
Next week.
Next week. Extend your hands to her right now.
Thank you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray for Tiffany, Father God. I pray for this transfer, Father God, that you'll be with her, Father God, that you'll be with her and Brianna and Jason, Father God, that you'd overshadow them, protect them, and keep them in the hall of your hand, Father God. As this new door of opportunity opens and she's taking her daughter because her daughter needs the sun and the heat, Father God, I just pray supernatural blessings. We surely don't want to lose her here, but we never will lose her. She is connected to us. She is my daughter. And Father God, I thank you, Father God, that you'll speak to her heart, minister her heart, she'll get into the right house and where she's moving in the Ocala, Florida area. And we'll never cease to give you praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, everybody.
Make sure to hug on her, because this is one of those all of a sudden, suddenly things. Amen. In 1 Peter chapter 2, I have to go there. Speaking about our foundation, verse number 4, the Apostle Peter says this. He says, to whom coming as unto a lively stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Now, wait a minute. Amen. Now, he's talking about this building, okay? And he's given us instructions on this building that Jesus is the chief cornerstone. He's gonna bring this building together. But he wants to remind you and I, let's not get rock-headed, let's not get so stationary, because we are lively stones. We're living, we're alive, we're alive, we're lively. Is anybody alive in the house? Can everybody give God a shout of praise in the house because I'm alive? Yeah, come on. Is there something you're looking for? Faith is the substance of things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. Is there something that you're hoping for, you're looking for, you haven't seen yet? Go ahead and give him some praise for it. Go ahead and give him some glory for it. Go ahead and thank him for it. You need a new home. You need a new car. You need a new job. Whatever it is, give him glory for it. Start giving him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What, and everybody look at you and say, why are you doing that? Because God said he was going to do it, and I believe him, and I'm going to act on it. Amen? Is it okay to get happy in the church? Amen? I don't know about you, but I'm a happy guy. And I don't even eat McDonald's. Everybody knows I'm corny also. It comes naturally. It's cornonia. Hallelujah. God wants you to understand, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through in life, that you have a solid foundation when you're trusting in Christ. And he says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 21, he says this, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord. Fitly framed together. I had the fitting, and I was looking at this building, and I was thinking about the Holy Ghost. How many of you know the Holy Ghost is really good? I was thinking about Christ, the chief cornerstone, right? And I'm looking at this stone, and I said, man, I'm going to bring a cornerstone in, but it was too heavy. I needed somebody to help bear the cornerstone, because cornerstone's a pretty heavy rock. But the Lord gave me these pipes, these little water pipes. Amen. This is a tube or a vessel that will carry water. The water of the Word and the Holy Spirit is the water that flows through the body of Christ. It flows through you and I. But the problem is, you may be a little different than I am. You may be a little different than he is. So what Christ does is he's that fitting. He's that cornerstone that connects us together. So, wait a minute, the same Spirit that flowed, water that flowed into here, through Christ, will flow out here. In other words, we can't do it without one another. God made us dependent on Him and dependent on one another. God didn't give anybody everything, but He gave everybody something. And what you have, the one next to you needs. Each and every one of us need what the other has. Amen. What would happen if we didn't need one another? We would get all high-minded and high-headed. Amen. But God wants you to know that we are connected to Christ. So no matter what your background or what's your personality, or you may be hip-hop, you may be country, it doesn't matter. I can sing country too. Amen. Come on now. Look at the one next to you and say, I thank God I'm connected to you. Look at the one behind you. I say, I thank God that I'm connected to you. Look around you and say, I thank God that we're connected together. And when we get this revelation and understanding, nothing can stop us. Come on. Come on. God is raising up an army that the adversary cannot stop. He can't stop it. You know why? Because the water of the Spirit of God is flowing. And the water of the Spirit of God is bringing life and the abundance thereof. Come and drink and see if the Lord ain't good. Hallelujah. I'm not done yet. Look with me in. So firstly, we're looking at being fitted together, the fitting. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Verse number 16. The word of God says this: Know ye not that you are the temple of the God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, He taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours. And ye are Christ, and Christ is God's. Amen. In other words, God wants you to know that the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you. He's going to quicken your mortal body. Amen. I don't know about you, but when I'm feeling down, He gets me alive. I mean, he's my activator. He's my stimulator. He's the one that gets me excited. I used to look for things in this world to stimulate me and to give me a high, to give me a buzz. Hallelujah. But all of a sudden, I learned to get plugged into the stimulator. Amen. I learned to get plugged into the source. Amen. The source of all power, the source of all energy, the source of all strength, the source of health, the source of well-being, the source of goodness, kindness, mercy, meekness, temperance. Amen. Come on. Is anybody with me, or I'm the only one excited in the house? Come on. Can we get a little excited about Jesus? I'm preaching your devotion. Thank God. Hallelujah. But the Word of God says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 19, the Apostle Paul says, what? Question mark. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not your own? For you were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Amen? In other words, our spirit isn't God's, but it's honoring God. Now, there's you and I. And then we have another fitting, which is the cross. And when I look at the cross and this fitting here, God reminds me that everything that I'm desiring and everything that I'm looking for in life was accomplished at the cross of Calvary. When Jesus said it was finished, it was done, it was complete, there is not anything else that needed to be done. In other words, here's the deception that the adversary is trying to plant in the body of Christ is, I'm waiting, they got this mentality, I'm waiting for a move of God, and God says, I'm in you, start moving. Amen. We don't have to wait for a move of God, God is in you. And when we start moving, all of a sudden we have a move of God. Amen. And we have to understand it's the cross that's going to give us strength. It's His strength that's made perfect in my weakness, therefore I will glorify Him in my infirmities, that His power might rest on me. Amen. So, in other words, Jesus died. So what I'm saying here is Jesus died so we could become. So we have to die to let Him become. It's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that lives in me. In other words, when I get this revelation, if I truly get this revelation, the adversary ain't going to have the heyday with me like he has been. He ain't going to make me sick. He ain't going to make me feel bad. He ain't going to steal from me any longer. Amen. He isn't going to have that. Amen. Amen. Say, devil, get behind me. Jesus is in my heart, in my life, and you're under my feet. Take that. Step on him one time. Come on now. Here's another thing. Actions speak louder than words. James said, you show me your faith and I'll show you my works. In other words, actions, all right? Put the word action. I love, we're action figures. I'm an action Jackson. I know, I'm 42. Amen. The Apostle Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. And here's what the Lord wants to say. I shared this yesterday. I have a good friend of mine in Florida. Mighty man of God. And he said this. He said, the church is a hospital for sinners, not a club for saints. Hello? 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 In other words, we want to be open and receptive for everyone that comes in the house. Amen? I don't know about you, but I'm excited about what the Lord's doing right now. I'm excited about 2020. Amen? I'm excited about this year. I'm excited about what the Lord's establishing in your hearts and your lives. Amen? I'm excited what the Lord's establishing in your hearts and your lives. I'm excited that He who has begun a good work in you and I is faithful to see it through. Amen? So He says to us, we have the foundation is Christ. The fitting is being joined together. We're joined together one to another by the cross. And then in Ephesians chapter 2, God wants to remind us that we're all family. It's kind of interesting. I have 5 sisters and 3 brothers, and none of us are alike. But we're all still family. We all have different personalities, all different backgrounds. We're all going different directions. But praise God, we're always still family. And God wants you to understand that you are a family, you belong to God, and you belong to us. Amen? And you are brothers and sisters in Christ, and I honor you as men and women of God. Amen? I thank God for the gift and the callings on your life. I thank God that the gift and calling of God is irrevocable. It doesn't change. But God is saying something to us here in this verse 22 of Ephesians 2. He says, and whom you are build it together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. Wait a minute. Even though I have the Spirit of God and I'm filled with the Spirit of God, amen, when I come into this room and you're filled with the Spirit of God, God can't help but fill the atmosphere. Amen? I don't know about you, but He's in here. I don't know if you sense it or not, but the presence of God is here. The presence of God is here because you are here. And God cares about you. And you sometimes feel like nobody cares or nobody's worried about what I'm going through. God sees everything. And there's nothing that goes past His attention. God has a plan and a purpose. And all of what He's asking us to do is just like that psalmist David sang that song, as the deer panted for the water. I don't know about you, but I need to pant for the water. Amen? I gotta press in. Amen? Sometimes I'm just waiting for everything to come to me. Amen? But he says, ask, you shall receive, seek, and you shall find, and knock, and the door shall be opened. So in Romans chapter 12, I'll bring this to a close here eventually. If you're with me. The Apostle Paul says this in verse number 3. He says, for I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and everyone members of one another. And then he talks about us having gifts differing, okay? I don't know about you, but God didn't give me every gift either. I need your gift. Amen? I need my wife's gift. She hates it when I do this. She never knows what's coming out of my mouth.
She's
Huh? She don't care what I say. No, I'm just using this as an illustration. Is God had given me everything for me and gave her everything for her, but then he did something better. He gave us each other and we became one. So we think and act alike. She doesn't act as corny as I do. I think what you want to understand is this. Wait a minute. That when God joins us together as one, there's adversity that comes, okay? There's differences that come. But through the power of God, we stay united as one. Even when things aren't looking the way we want them to look, we continue to speak them forth. And this month, we'll be honored to serving one another or being married to one another for 43 years, okay? And so it's God that does that. But here's what I want to say is, if there's a problem in the marriage and a problem in the relationship, you're the one that can make a difference in that life. Do not feed what the adversary is saying. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof. In other words, you continue to speak life no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, okay? Because the enemy has come to divide and to destroy, and he wants to destroy the family element, okay? Because he sees the power. When the two become, God said the two become one. And when you add two giftings together, they become one. There's not a whole lot can stand against that. Hallelujah. That's why the adversary wants marriages and families to be divided. Amen. Amen. I don't know where that, you know, that was free. Where was I? I was in first Romans 12, wasn't I? Let's go to Ephesians 4. And I'll close this up. You know, he gave us apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, till we all, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God into a perfect man, into the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working of the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. And what the Lord is saying is we're being perfected in the image of Christ Jesus, and the image of Christ Jesus is love, and love unites together. You know, God gave his very best, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish but would have everlasting life. He didn't say, for God so loved the church, even though God loved the church and gave himself as a ransom for it. He says he also loves the world. It isn't over till it is over. Amen. Until that trumpet sounds, there's still hope. So we're to be bearers of good news. We have good news for a lost and dying world. Jesus is alive. Last night, I'm going to share this testimony. I'm going to close. Last night, there was a family that called me that I never met before, never knew. And there was a young lady that died of a heroin overdose. And they couldn't find, they didn't have any money, and they didn't have any place where they could hold a service or a memorial for the woman. And so I prayed about it, and I said, okay, Lord, we'll open the house and let them do it. And I asked if I could be a help, and they weren't looking for that type of service. They were just looking for a place to meet. And so they came here yesterday after we had our team meeting, and yesterday afternoon they came around 4 or so, and there's a pretty big crowd of people here, and they're from all over the country. And so I was just here serving, but the Spirit of God was upon me, and people started coming up to me and asked me why I was glowing, and I began to share the gospel, and lives were being changed and transformed. And God wants you to know, no matter what it looks like or no matter it seems like, he said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory. Amen. Amen. Hey, God's called us to reach this world. He didn't call us to judge them. He called us to meet them right where they're at and love them into the kingdom of God and allow him to do the work in their lives. Amen. I'm so glad he didn't make me responsible for you. Hello? I give God praise and glory. But what I am responsible for is telling you the truth. Amen. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. So with that in mind, I just wanted to share that for some reason. Somebody needs to hear that today. That's why the Holy Ghost did it. So in closing, anybody say amen with me?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. In Romans chapter 8, this is a pretty simple scripture. Verse number 9. The Apostle Paul reminds you and I. He says, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. What God wants to say to you today because of misconception is don't be afraid of the Holy Ghost. Don't be afraid of the Holy Spirit. Don't be afraid when the Spirit leads you to do something that's outside of your comfort zone. He says to you and I simply this, you either have it or you don't. And if you don't, he is here to give it to you today. Hello? He says to you and I, he's given us the foundation, which is Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus has been the fitting that connects you and I together as the body of Christ and declares us to be his family. And God wants you to understand, when you stand on this foundation and you're connected with the fitting to one another in the family of Christ, your future is really bright. Hello? This world may paint pictures of glory and brightness, but there's nothing compares with the glory that comes from the kingdom of God. I love that statement where your future's so bright, you need to wear some shades. Amen? God wants you to understand, no matter where you're at with him, that he's called you, that he set you apart. He called you into this house today. You may think that you were coming here for this or for that, but God purposed for you to be here or you wouldn't have been here today. God wants you to understand that he has great plans for you. He's going to take care of the adversary and what he's trying to build against you. He's going to give you the desires of your heart, but he's saying to you, press into me. He's calling us to press in. Can we just bow our heads and pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for every man and woman and child that's in this room today and that's in this building, Father God, that you're ministering all over this house. I thank you, your word says the plans that you have for us is good and not for evil. You give us a hope and you give us an expected end. Father, you posed a question through Romans chapter 8, verse number 9. Either we have the Spirit of Christ in us or we don't. Not perhaps, no, maybe so. It's either is or not. And today, if you're not sure,